drunk, drunk on Christmas. Been up since the crack of dawn. So we broke out the booze that we never use. As soon as all the kids and in-laws are gone. And isn't it nice? Spice in your cocoa with a bit of circle just to give it a bite. We're getting drunk on Christmas, and probably for the rest of the night.
Getting drunk on Christmas, just think about what Santa would do. I'll be getting drunk on Christmas,
as long as I get Christmas with you.
Some festive fun from Lainey Wilson and Darren Criss with Drunk on Christmas. And I just can't think of anything else I'd rather be doing right now than celebrating with friends and family and hanging out with Gabby Barrett for Deck the Hits with Gabby and Fitz, the 30th year of this amazing Christmas tradition. You know, during the holidays, you can't help but be reminded of the brave men and women of the armed forces who are out there for the sake of our freedom, and they're away from loved ones. So if you don't mind, I'd like to dedicate a song to them right now for all of you serving domestic and abroad, who are celebrating Christmas in a foreign country or on ships at sea. I want to say thank you for all your hard work and your sacrifice. We appreciate you, and we are thinking about you right now. And I sure hope that you all get home real soon to see your friends and family. Merry Christmas.
Dear Santa, I need to change my Christmas list. There's one big thing I missed. You see, my daddy's working far away from here. And you know, Santa, I asked for a Barbie doll and a brand new soccer ball, but I traded for just one gift this year. Bring him home, Santa. Bring him home to Mom and me. Let us wake up Christmas morning and find him standing by our tree. You can pick him up on your way. He could ride there. Needs him over there. And you know,
Was the song Trust with Bring Him Home, Santa. And if you're one of the many members of our armed forces who are listening on your app across the world right now, we cannot wait for you to be home real soon. Thank you for your service. You're checking out CT40's Deck the Hits with Gabby Barrett and Fitz. And Gabby and I are just sitting in the studio drinking some eggnog around the fake Christmas tree, playing the greatest Christmas music in the entire world. And we're so glad that you're hanging out with us. More is next.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Tradition dominates Christmas in a changing world. These Christians celebrating Mass in Syria just weeks after the sudden collapse of the Assad regime plunged the country into an uncertain future. For millions in the U.S., it's a white Christmas, says ABC's Andrew Dimbert.
On the West Coast, families strapping on snow chains and heading to the Sierra Mountains to spend time in the snow.
Everyone is so happy, and everyone's sliding so fast, and I love it.
More than an inch expected to be on the ground in at least 9 states in the West, and across at least 10 states from Minnesota all the way to Maine.
There's also the threat of severe weather, including tornadoes in parts of the South today, including Texas. President-elect Donald Trump on social media said his Justice Department would vigorously pursue the death penalty after President Biden granted clemency to most of the inmates on the federal death row. This is ABC News. New gang attacks in Haiti, this time on a hospital in the capital of Port-au-Prince. The hospital was reopening after it was shut down earlier this year by gang violence. 3 people, including a police officer, were killed. There are new concerns about so-called zombie wells, millions of them potentially polluting the ground, as ABC's Kana Whitworth explains.
Abandoned oil and gas wells left to rot, many of them leaking. They can contaminate groundwater and spew cancer-causing, even flammable chemicals into the air. Experts say there are more than 3.5 million of them in more than 25 states. ABC News, along with 6 owned and affiliated stations, tested more than 70 abandoned wells across 5 states, and over half, 40 of them, were leaking oil or flammable gas.
Hyundai says that starting next year, we'll give buyers adapters, allowing them to hook up to Tesla superchargers. Ford has a similar program in place for EV drivers. I'm Brian Clark, ABC.
This holiday season, Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua is celebrating the spirit of giving. Trusted for honesty, integrity, and top quality service, they wish their valued customers a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Experience great deals like a Dexus full synthetic oil change for just $49.95, plus remaining 2024 select Chevrolets are below GM employee prices, and select 2025s are priced below dealer invoice. Visit Marthaler on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com.
The Packers clinch a playoff berth. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After a 34-0 win on Monday Night Football, the Packers face the Vikings next. I asked head coach Matt LaFleur on Christmas Eve.
What was your message to the team to get ready for the Vikings, but maybe still have a little time for the holiday? Yeah, we'll give them a little time tomorrow morning. I said, unfortunately, you know, you'd love to give them the day off. That's just not, I don't think that's possible in this situation. You got a 6-day work week. You're going on the road to Minnesota. We'll allow them to tomorrow morning. They're going to be with their families if they have family in town. But it's the National Football League, and you got to get ready for the next opponent. And if you don't put the work in, you can't expect to get the results that you want to get. I mean, the margins are super thin and at this level.
How much Christmas do you get?
I'm sure my boys will get up really early, wake me up, we'll open gifts, and then I'll come right in here. So it's just, I mean, that's what we do.
That's Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service recently announced a final recovery plan for a big North American wildcat. Most of the plan affects the western United States, but this particular feline, the Canada Lynx, also occasionally pads through the upper Midwest. More details about the plan and the public comment period when we return. But first,
ice fishing is here, and it's time to hit the frozen water with the Onyx Fish app. Use the Fish app to find new places to fish and sort lakes by species, abundance, trophy, and keeper potentials. Onyx Fish also shows you hotspots, lake-by-lake regulations, and private and public land ownership information. For a limited time, download Onyx Fish for free in Minnesota and Wisconsin. Or head to onyxmaps.com/fish to get more information on the app that's changing the game on ice.
Welcome back. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service last month announced it's taking two steps to support the conservation and recovery of the threatened Canada lynx population in the lower 48. The service is proposing revisions to the current critical habitat designation and releasing the final recovery plan for the species. The service says the actions will ensure the long-term survival of this elusive, snow-adapted wildcat that relies on cold boreal forests and abundant snowshoe hares for survival. The critical habitat designation covers approximately 19,000 square miles across Colorado, Idaho, Montana, New Mexico, Washington, and Wyoming. Existing critical habitat in Maine and Minnesota is not being revised with the proposed rule. A 60-day comment period is underway until January 28, 2025. Visit www.regulations.gov to see the proposed rule. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at outdoornews.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
Cloudy and foggy today with a little bit of frost on roads and surfaces, especially when those temperatures are down around or below freezing. Our high today, 33, with wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Cloudy tonight, 27. Tomorrow, cloudy with a high of 36. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 20.
98Q Country. Christmas music on 98Q Country on this Christmas Day is brought to you by Forward Bank of Park Falls and Phillips.
CT40's Deck the Hits with Gabby Barrett and Fitz is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Protect your family, your phone, and your furry friends with Life Electronic Device and Pet Health Insurance. It is the 30th year of this Christmas special on this countdown, and I'm doing it with Gabby Barrett this year for CT40's Deck the Hits with Gabby and Fitz. Let's talk about carols and candlelight for just a moment. What inspired you to create a Christmas album? And how would you say that this is different from all of your previous projects?
I think it was always in the back of my mind to do something Christmas related. I didn't know if that looked like covering songs that were already done or if it was creating my own original Christmas music. But it really started from asking the fans what they wanted to hear from me if I did do some type of Christmas project. And so I asked in the summer, in July, I think it was, and the fans responded with all of these different traditional classic Christmas songs that they wanted me to do. And so something that I think is cool and distinct about this album in particular is 50%, if not more than that, was actually fan-picked.
So you absolutely rely on that fan feedback. I mean, if they tell you they like something, you're trusting them, right? And you're going with it, right?
Yes. Absolutely. I mean, the fans put you where you're at, you know, and it's important to get feedback from them and make sure that you're putting out stuff that they love and enjoy. And that's something that I definitely strive to do. And so they had a bunch of good picks, a lot of the good stuff. Mary, Did You Know, Oh Holy Night, Silent Night, just a lot of those good, like, classic songs that'll be around forever. And then I sprinkled in a couple, like Christmas to Remember by Dolly Parton and Kenny Rogers, and Grown Up Christmas List in the version of how, like, Michael Bublé did his version. So some more, a little bit more uncommon ones came from me, and just like the sentimental memories that I have behind some of them specifically and grew up with. So it's really cool. It's very special. And so I enjoyed recording all of it.
Why don't we listen to one of those right now? Let's do it. My co-host and country star, Gabby Barrett, with Growing Up Christmas List.
Do you remember me? I sat upon your knee. I wrote to you with childhood fantasies. Well, I'm all grown up now. Can you still help somehow? I'm not a child, but my heart still can dream. So here's my lifelong wish, my grown-up Christmas list. Not for myself, but for a world in need. No.
Straight off the latest Christmas album from our Deck the Hits co-host Gabby Barrett, Growing Up Christmas List. And Gabby, I love it. I just love that one. Great job. Seriously.
Thank you. That's very kind.
You are most welcome. And, you know, a lot of people don't know this. Gabby is a music expert. She loves music trivia. So why don't you hit us up with one of those pieces of song trivia right now? Are you feeling up for that?
We know Christmas songs make us think of holidays past and remember those special moments and home. And that's why Bing Crosby did not want to perform White Christmas for the troops when he did a USO tour overseas during World War II. Bing said, quote, "I hesitated about doing it because I didn't want to make the men miss home. Heaven knows I didn't come that far to make them sad. For this reason, several times I tried to cut it out of the show, but these guys just hollered for it," end quote. And for 82 years, it has remained one of the most popular Christmas songs.
So we're going to play you that Bing Crosby hit by a longstanding CT40 superstar, Joe Nichols. Here's White Christmas.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. Christmas, with every Christmas card I write, may your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white.
Chris Young.
Hi, this is George Strait.
Hey, y'all, Merry Christmas. I'm Cody Johnson, and while I'm wrapping gifts and drinking hot chocolate, I'm enjoying Fitz.
I've heard there was a secret chord that David played, and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do you? Well, it goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the baffled king composing, hallelujah. She broke your throne and she cut your hair, and from your lips she drew. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
One of my favorite groups, Pentatonix, with Joy to the World. And the first time the world heard that song was 325 years ago in 1719 from songwriter Isaac Watts. And before that, it was White Christmas from CT40's own Joe Nichols. You're checking out Deck the Hits with Gabby Barrett and Fitz. This is the 30th anniversary of this Christmas special, and I love the fact that we get to spend it with you. Thank you for listening. And from Gabby Barrett's favorite Christmas movies to her parents' secret hiding spot for the family Christmas presents, Gabby is about to tell it all after this. This portion of Deck the Hits with Gabby Barrett and Fitz is brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Tradition dominates Christmas in a changing world. These Christians celebrating Mass in Syria just weeks after the sudden collapse of the Assad regime plunged the country into an uncertain future. For millions in the U.S., it's a white Christmas, says ABC's Andrew Dimbert.
On the West Coast, families strapping on snow chains and heading to the Sierra Mountains to spend time in the snow.
Everyone is so happy, and everyone's sliding so fast, and I love it.
More than an inch expected to be on the ground in at least 9 states in the West, and across at least 10 states from Minnesota all the way to Maine.
There's also the threat of severe weather, including tornadoes, in parts of the South today, including Texas. President-elect Donald Trump on social media said his Justice Department would vigorously pursue the death penalty after President Biden granted clemency to most of the inmates on the federal death row. This is ABC News.
Community events on 98Q Country are brought to you by Forward Bank. Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family, or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. The tradition of treating customers like family is supported by a broad line of construction, land, home equity, and mortgage loans. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Did you know 98Q Country now posts some of their best content online for you to listen anytime?
Wow.
It's just at 98QCountry.com. Go to the top of the page. Here, I'll do it with you. 98QCountry.com. Yes, the numbers, 98, then the letter Q, country.com. That's the period button down there, com, C-O-M. And then just hit enter. There you go.
Oh.
Now when you're at 98qcountry.com, simply click podcasts.
Aha.
At the top of the... No, not the logo. You're already on the website.
Hmm.
Click 98Q Podcast. It's in the top right corner. You click it once. Boy, I thought this was going to be easy. There you go. Some of our most recent and most valuable content is there, like Joel's reality radio segments.
Aha.
You can even check on old shopping show segments to see what kind of deals you can take advantage of.
Aha.
Even some of Gray's content in the afternoon show.
Ooh.
It's the 98Q podcast section of 98QCountry.com. 98Q Country content available on demand.
Aha.
Hey, you've definitely had a busy month. Finding gifts, sending cards, hosting family. Well, now it's time to treat yourself at Macy's After Christmas Sale. Come and find great deals on something just for you. Like 25% off New Year's party looks from DKNY, Adriana Papel, and more. So enjoy the week and get yourself the gifts you really wanted before these limited time deals are over. At Macy's After Christmas Sale. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
The Packers clinch a playoff berth. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After a 34-0 win on Monday Night Football, the Packers face the Vikings next. I asked head coach Matt LaFleur on Christmas Eve.
What was your message to the team to get ready for the Vikings, but maybe still have a little time for the holiday?
Yeah, we'll give them a little time tomorrow morning. I said, unfortunately, you know, you'd love to give them the day off. That's just not, I don't think that's possible in this situation. You got a 6-day work week. You're going on the road to Minnesota. We'll allow them to tomorrow morning. They're going to be with their families if they have family in town. But it's the National Football League, and you got to get ready for the next opponent. And if you don't put the work in, you can't expect to get the results that you want to get. I mean, the margins are super thin at this level.
How much Christmas do you get?
I'm sure my boys will get up really early, wake me up, we'll open gifts, and then I'll come right in here. So it's just, I mean, that's what we do.
That's Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Cloudy and foggy today with a little bit of frost on roads and surfaces, especially when those temperatures are down around or below freezing. Our high today, 33, with wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Cloudy tonight, 27. Tomorrow, cloudy with a high of 36. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 20.
98Q Country.
What's up, y'all? And welcome back to Deck the Hits with Gabby Barrett and Fitz.
It's Gabby hanging out with Fitz. Merry Christmas from all of us to you. This is CT40's Deck the Hits with Gabby and Fitz.
Gabby, I'm always curious about this. You know, anytime we have a guest on our Christmas special, I'm always wondering about Christmas movies and what their favorite Christmas movies are. What is your all-time favorite Christmas movie and why?
100% Home Alone, the first one. Why? I just love it. There's something about it that I love. I love the bringing back together. I love how you're kind of like at the edge of your seat the whole time because you have the mischievous men who try to break into the home and take the kid. And it's awful, but it's like the way that it ends and comes back around is so good, so nostalgic. It makes your heart like twinkle. I love it so much. Nothing can beat the first one for me either.
Hey, you know what we should do? We should play a song from Home Alone right now. You want to? Let's do that.
Let's do it.
What about that, you know, that candles burning low? Lots of mistletoe. Remember that one?
Something. Everywhere yeah. You go. Yes. Why you singing carols? Right all outside my door. All these things and more, baby.
All these things and more, baby.
That's what Christmas means to me, my love.
Oh, yeah. Candles burning low. Lots of mistletoe, lots of snow and ice, everywhere we go. Choirs singing carols right outside my door. All these things and more.
All these things.
Oh, that's what Christmas means to me, my love.
That's what Christmas
oh, yeah.
means to me, my love.
Yeah. And you know what I mean. Seems I love you more. The little cards you give me will touch my heart for sure. All these things and more, darling.
All these things
oh, that's
more,
what
darling.
Christmas means to me, my love.
That's what
mistletoe. Kiss you once and then some more. And wish you a Merry Christmas, baby.
Kiss you a Merry Christmas, baby.
And such happiness in the coming year. Oh, baby, let's deck the halls with holly. Sing sweet silent night. Fill the tree with angel hair. Pretty, pretty lights. Go to sleep and wake up just before.
Can't get it right all the time. Our CT40 investigative Christmas team has just informed us that the song we just played was in fact not from the movie Home Alone, but instead the movie Elf. I knew that. That's Santa. I know him. I know him. Of course, that's Stevie Wonder with his Christmas classic, That's What Christmas Means to Me. One of my favorites. And you're checking out CT40's Deck the Hits with Gabby Barrett and Fitz. All right, Gabby, I'm going to get a little personal here during the holiday season. If I get too personal, just let me know. Do you remember where your parents hid the presents?
Oh, my gosh. Yes. So, so heartbreaking. So, for many years, no. And then as we got older, we had a basement downstairs, and downstairs in the basement, there was a side room, and my brother actually ended up making a bedroom in there, and then something happened to where he wasn't staying in there, and then we would go downstairs in the basement, and you just see this big stack with this huge quilt just over everything, and it was like, what's under there? I wonder what's under all these boxes that are like stacked up against the wall for whatever reason are being covered. So, yeah, that was a little bit of a flop there.
The quilt.
The big quilt in the basement. With boxes.
Maybe a bike or roller skates under that quilt. Never know what's under that quilt. But if you're Dolly Parton, it's just a big old wheelbarrow full of hard Christmas candy.
Maybe I'll dye my hair. Maybe I'll move somewhere. Maybe I'll get a car. Maybe I'll drive so far that I'll lose track. Me, I'll bounce right. Maybe I'll lose some weight. Maybe I'll clear my junk. Maybe I'll just get drunk on apple wine. Me, I'll be just fine.
It's the 30th anniversary of this Christmas celebration that Bob Kingsley started so long ago, continuing the tradition with you.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad. I want to wish you a Merry
taking you all over the map from the mountains of eastern Tennessee with Hard Candy Christmas from Dolly Parton all the way down to Lares, Puerto Rico with Jose Feliciano wishing you a Feliz Navidad.
I have always loved that song.
And my name is Fitz, F-I-T with a Z, and I would like to say Happy Fitz Navidad to you. We're celebrating Deck the Hits with Gabby Barrett and Fitz. This portion of Deck the Hits with Gabby and Fitz is brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Lakeland Kids Closet in Minocqua is the perfect one-stop resale shop in the Northwoods for a variety of items. Clothes, accessories, sporting goods, home decor, toys, and more. Plus, you'll find brand new Lakeland T-Bird gear to show your school spirit. Every purchase supports the Lakeland Union Wings program, helping special education students ages 18 to 21. Most resale items are $5 or less. Let your dollar grow further at Lakeland Kids Closet. Open weekdays 8:30 to 3:15, next to Papa Murphy's in Minocqua. Donations welcome.
Years have come and years have gone, but one thing has remained the same since 1953. NCCU's heart is always in the communities they serve, providing the latest in financial services to kids, teens, and the big kids at heart, too. See them on Facebook or stop in to one of their locations in Park Falls and Ashland. Northwoods Community Credit Union, federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required.
We're back to CT40's Deck the Hits with Gabby Barrett and Fitz. And tell them what time of year it is, Gabby.
It is the most wonderful time of the year. This is CT40's 30th annual Christmas special. May you enjoy the sounds of the season wherever you're listening around the world. I'm Gabby Barrett on CT40's Deck the Hits with Gabby and Fitz, and Merry Christmas to everyone.
And I wanted to talk to you a little bit more about your brand new Christmas album, Carols and Candlelight. It is awesome. How much of a role did your personal faith play in creating this Christmas album?
Oh my goodness. I mean, that bleeds into absolutely everything for me, you know, with being a more vocal Christian, professionally and personally, right. You know, that's where I find my identity. I find my identity in Christ. And so everything that I do, everything that I talk about, you know, the way that I present myself, I want it to reflect him and give the glory back to him in all things. And so picking these songs, you know, the fans had asked me to do these, and it was perfectly fitting because when I was going through them and I was like, what's the most common ones? The storylines were beautiful and aligned with me naturally, and so it was very, very easy to run through and pick these songs. So, of course, that has a huge part of it.
I love it. Thank you so much for sharing that. And there's one song in particular that I'm not sure a lot of people know the story behind that you actually recorded for your album, Carols and Candlelight. And it's a song that goes way back to 1865. And the reason it's remained a Christmas song all these years is thanks to a guy named John Wesley Work Jr. John Wesley Work Jr. And John compiled songs that were typically sung on plantations by slaves. And given the circumstances, these songs were rarely written down. So John did the work to compile and collect all these traditional spirituals, songs that we still sing today. And here's one of them. It's Deck the Hits co-host Gabby Barrett from her album, Carols and Candlelight, with Go Tell It on the Mountain.
Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. While shepherds kept their watching, oh, silent flocks by night, behold, throughout the heavens, there shone a holy light. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Was born, and God sent us salvation that blessed Christmas morn.
time to deck the hits with fits. Merry Christmas and happy holidays. Ow! Ho, ho, ho.
Welcome to CT40's Deck the Hits with Gabby Barrett and Fitz. And a couple of minutes ago, we started things off with Go Tell It on the Mountain for my amazing co-host Gabby, joined by the band for King and Country. And by the way, you can find that song and a bunch of others on Gabby's brand new Christmas album, Carols and Candlelight. It is unbelievable. And then from there, you just heard from Kenny Rogers and Dolly Parton with I Believe in Santa Claus. And I do too. And I know you do too. You know, it wouldn't be Christmas without the nostalgia and all the memories that go with it. And we're coming back with my co-host, Gabby Barrett.
CT40's Deck the Hits with Gabby and Fitz.
Inside of the Christmas memory time capsule. And she's going to share some of her favorite memories with us after this. This segment of CT40's Deck the Hits with Gabby Barrett and Fitz is brought to you by Boot Barn. Boot Barn, keep west.
Finding the special healthcare resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special healthcare needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions. Get answers. Connect today toll-free, 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact.
Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Heroicdeed.com.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm going to connect the idea of imagining yourself being good at money with my favorite academic research paper ever, which is about shooting free throws. Basketball. Stay with me. The study had one group of players practice their free throws every day for an extra 2 hours, and then another group of players imagining themselves practicing free throws for the same amount of time every day. The researchers called this simulated mental practice. The research showed that the mental practice, without any actual physical execution, improved their free throw shooting more than just going through the motions. I'm not saying that imagining yourself good with money will suddenly make you a gazillionaire, or imagining that free throw shooting is going to make you Damian Lillard, but both can help. For more practical money tips, visit workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
98Q Country.
So this is Christmas, and what have you done? Another year over, and a new one just begun. And so this is Christmas, I hope. So